I'd like to call up now Marcel Cabrera, and she's going to spend some time giving her reflections on Ruth.
Thank you, Dave. It's been a great experience to read this story of Ruth and Noemi. And at the beginning, I was just really impressed that I couldn't get out of me the suffering and the sorrow of both of the women, Noemi and Ruth, and the unprotection, the tragedy, the pain, and how could you think about hope in those moments? Like, it's hard to like be faithful to God and then you see yourself that nothing is coming right, and you couldn't tell why things happened to you. And so the really thing that impressed me was that Noemi caused an impact in Ruth's life, and she decided to stick with her and say, well, I don't know who is this God that you're serving, but I'm gonna just follow you and be committed. And I'm getting nervous, really. I'm sorry. But Noemi got to be witness of Ruth. And even Noemi lost her her husband and her two kids, is still she wanted to know what really had Noemi in her life, that it was peace and rest, and not necessarily what we can have in our life, the material things, career, and and in that action that she committed to, like, really pursue what Noemi had in her heart, there was that transformation in her life. And I'm wondering, like, when we tell to God sometimes and we tell him, say, well, God, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. What is that bag in your life? What is that suffering that you may have? And where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Where is that place that he's calling you to stay? And it's in the community where you can see God in your life and through the other people, and the kindness and loving. And even you cannot get it right and you don't know how to do it, then you can see it through other people and he will call you, and then you can also make a difference in other person's life, even if you don't think that that's happening in your life. So that will be it. Thank you.
Thanks, Marcel.